studios in New York City. This is Charlie Rose.
Live 8 is this weekend. One of the participants is Bono of U2. Several weeks ago, I met with him in Boston, and we had a brief conversation about it. It involves a subject he is passionate about, world poverty and debt relief, and he wants the economic leaders of the world to get involved in that fight. He'll be attending the G8 summit in Scotland from July 6 to 8 to talk about his concern. Here's an excerpt from my conversation with him.
The reason why I think it's important, Charlie, is that Africa, it's, you know, people say it's a cause and stuff. Forget that. It is not a cause.
Right.
6,500 people dying every day of a mosquito bite is not a cause. 6,500 dying every day of preventable treatable disease like AIDS is not a cause. It's an emergency. And it is an emergency by which our own civilization shall be judged, or lack of it. And so it's the proving ground, Africa, for whether we really believe in equality. And it is very much the civil rights of our generation. This is that moment. That's what I'm saying on stage. Saying this is our moment. You read about, you know, civil rights, and you know, you read about the end of apartheid. You read about the ending of the Iron Curtain. This is our moment. We can't fix every problem, but the ones we can, we must. And extreme poverty, you know, Jeffrey Sachs has defined it for you. But these are achievable goals.
Absolutely.
And it's exciting. And as long as we keep it like an adventure, not a burden.
Yeah. Appeal to the best of us and make it an adventure.
That's it.
I agree.
The moon, I'm calling it a moonshot. Because when I was a boy...
Kennedy.
Yes. When I was a boy, my first impression of America was a man walking on the moon. And Neil Armstrong, 1969. And we thought, Americans are mad. They're mad. Wow! You know, look what they can do when they put their minds together. It's incredible. And it wasn't when JFK said in 63 he was going to do it by the end of the decade. It wasn't because it was polling the American mind. What's on the American mind? No. He led, and the rest of the world followed. That's what we're asking President Bush. That's what we're asking Tony Blair. That's what we're asking Jack Chirac.
Now, you are going to do something in Scotland when the G8 come there.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
We're asking these powerful men.
Gordon Brown, Tony Blair,
George Bush. Men meeting on a golf course in Glen Eagles, Scotland. 8 of the most powerful men in the world. And we know that if you polled the electorate, Africa may not come in 1 and 2, though in Britain came in 3 and 4 in the last election on global poverty. But we're saying, if you lead, we will follow. We're not asking for a moonshot. We're not asking to put a man on the moon. We're asking to put mankind back on Earth. End extreme poverty. We have the resources. We have the know-how. We have the technology. We have the pharmaceuticals. If we have the will. If we have the will, this could be our generation's job. So
it's poverty and global health?
Poverty, malaria can be fixed.
Right.
AIDS can be fixed. Waterborne illnesses, lots of things. Ending the debt burden can be done. Fairer trade conditions can be sorted. And we're saying to these men, meeting on this golf course this year's G8 summit of the world's most powerful economies.
Hosted by Tony Blair.
Take this seriously. And we've got concerts in Philadelphia. It's the 20-year anniversary of Live Aid. At the Arc de Triomphe, Brandenburg Gate, Hyde Park in London, Circus Maximus in Rome. But the concerts are just to gather people. The day after the concerts, the people are going to march, catch planes, trains, up the M1, the main artery of the United Kingdom, closing down one lane.
Yeah.
And they're going to have company on the golf course. From France, I forget the name of the Olympic athlete who went around the world in their canoe or whatever it was.
Yeah.
She's leading small boats from the concert in France. So the next day, they're going to cross like in a sort of genuflection to Dunkirk.
That's great.
Richard Branson's giving airplanes to do a Berlin airlift from that concert. So from the US, there's people coming. And we're just going to say, this is the moment. You know, Blair has his Africa Commission out. He's taking this thing seriously. Chirac knows a lot about Africa, spent more time in Africa than any other leader. Even the Germans, who spend 4% GDP, even now, on the reunification of their country are ready to take this seriously. We will be defined by this moment.
Do you have any idea of the response of Bush?
Yeah, I was just with the administration.
Yeah, I saw you with Condi.
I went down to see Condi and Karl Rove, Mike Gerson. I didn't see the president, but they have people who are taking this very seriously. It's really the question is, do they have the cash? It's an expensive war. They have their
the
tax
war on poverty.
Cuts. No, well, yes, the war on poverty is expensive. Yeah. It's not as expensive as the war in Iraq.
Yeah, right.
By the way,
$200 billion.
It's 1% of the defense budget. 1% is all it would take.
An extra contribution.
An extra $4 billion a year is what we're asking at this G8 summit for America to hit this sort of magic number.
So if America will step forward with $4 billion...
With an extra $4 billion, yes. They're at 8. The United States spends $8 billion. If they follow through on their promises that they have in place, they're at $8 billion a year. And we're asking for an extra 4, which would be 12, which is a quarter of 50. And that's the number that that Jeffrey Sachs and others, including actually Blair and his commission, say is needed to take the problems facing the developing world, and particularly this is Africa number, seriously.
And make a serious effort at the eradication.
Yeah, and just it's not just charity. It's security. We're talking about here. This is to be strategic as well, and just to avoid failed states like Afghanistan springing up in Africa, and just to say, hold on, brand USA is in a little bit of trouble in the rest of the world, and this might be a way to put the globe back on it. Which is why corporate leaders get
that.
That
connection has always been there to me. I mean, it is a perfect example for this administration.
Mm.
However, it sees the war.
Right.
But it must feel the resonance of how its reputation is. Why they don't take advantage of this.
Well, you cannot fight.
And understand that they could lead in a very effective way.
You can't fight the war against terror without dealing with the war against poverty. And I didn't say that. No. Colin Powell said that.
Right. Right.
And if a military man starts talking like that, maybe we should listen. And isn't it cheaper and smarter to make friends of potential enemies than to defend yourself against them later? Africa's 40% Muslim. So on is the moral imperative. As a strategic imperative, this is smart. It's just, you know, and achievable. It's not misty-eyed Irish nonsense.
Good for you. Thank you.